flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great energy. They play together, but I'm looking forward to the Ja Morant, Jalen Green matchup.
Yeah. Well, Ja Morant's out tonight.
Okay, so Ja Morant's out, so forget that. So back to the Rockets. They are playing well. They are playing with great energy.
Isn't that one of the teams Jimmy Butler didn't really want to play for was Memphis and Ja Morant. Hey, by the way.
Had to mix it up a little bit there.
I know
on
you
Friday.
Did. I thought that was funny. That was good. Very good. Hey, something else really good. Next weekend, Marlins fans, baseball fans, get ready for the first Fiesta of the Season Fan Fest. Don't miss your chance and an exclusive MVP access. Meet Sandy Alcantara and all your favorite players and a lot of the young guys you don't know. I believe they're all going to be out there, so get behind-the-scenes tour of the ballpark. Free kids clinic will be out there for you to bring the kids and be out there with their coaches and everything else. Plus, fans will get a first look at the 2025 season featuring theme nights, heritage celebrations, and more. So bring the whole family out and experience it all. That's next Saturday, February 8th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., just 4 hours. Get your free tickets today. They'd like to know if you're coming or on your way coming. They're free. That's marlins.com/fanfest. Next Saturday, 4 to 8 o'clock at the ballpark. All right, we've got a lot of stuff still left here. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us, and we'll get into all this other stuff that's going on. Boy, it's that time of the year, too. Senior Bowl, and now the mock drafts start coming out. Have you ever noticed, like, everybody kind of gets – the better you are, the more you get critiqued of, like, what you can't do. And nobody is getting blasted worse right now than the quarterback position not only at the combine, but just overall with what everybody is saying about this quarterback class. Now, listen, last year was great, and we'll talk to Mike about this. The 2024 Jaden Daniels, my God, you can make it. Would you put him in the top 6 or 7 quarterbacks right now for what he did in the regular season and playoff?
Yeah,
probably.
You have to, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm with you. I got to tell you, Bo Nix is probably on the top half of the quarterbacks in the league. Is that fair?
Top 16? I'd like 16? To see a bigger sample size from
okay.
him.
Okay. Well, that's what the rest of them are. Drake May, Caleb Williams, and Michael Penix have all had their moments. I know talking to my guys up in New England, they think Drake May's the answer. They think they've seen enough. By the way, had nothing to to play with last year. Caleb Williams, we'll see, and Michael Penix took over and did some good things for Atlanta. But, boy, this quarterback class, they call it the reach class because they believe if you take one of these guys too high, it's a reach. They got Warden Sant, and you know the names. By the way, all the names are from pretty good-sized programs, most of them. Cam Ward seems to be the top guy right there with Sanders and Milroe from Alabama. He's such a great athlete. Will Howard, Dart, McCord, Gabriel. You've heard a lot of those names. Now, Daniel Jeremiah, look, he not drafting for any teams, but he's the NFL Network lead guy for the draft. He's got his top 50 guys, and he's got Cam Ward 10th, Sanders 11th, and the third guy drops to Dart, Ole Miss quarterback, 41st. Now, I don't know how it's going to work out. These guys are all going to work out, and again, I thought the quarterback from Syracuse, what do you think of him, Woody? You saw him in the shootout and the way he played in the second half. I don't want to give him too much credit because secondary wasn't very good in that game, but what'd you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page with you on that one.
He was pretty good, though. McCord was a pretty good player. What'd you think of Will Howard from Ohio State?
It's okay.
I don't
the
know
how
they... The
problem is, man, look, the problem is, I think, and you know, anyone who thinks they know this is lying, we don't know how the game's going to translate.
No.
To the next level.
No,
there are guys that have been incredible college players, Heisman Trophy winners, that their game just does not translate.
And the other part of this that nobody's going to talk about, you're a young guy and you get on the wrong team, like looks dysfunctional offensively with a system that doesn't match what you do.
Then it could be bad too.
Then
you just think, like, you were going through backup quarterbacks the other day. You named Jameis Winston. You talk about a guy, I mean, there's not too many players that have had better college careers than that guy.
First overall pick?
Yeah. And look how that worked out. His game just didn't translate, but
he's had. But
as far as college quarterbacks go, Joe, that guy is about as good as you can get, right?
Without Jameis Winston, you don't have Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's true,
right? So Jameis, an interesting one, because Jameis throws 5 touchdown passes and throws for 450 yards in one game, and then turns around and throws 5 picks.
Yeah, but he's not a starter. I mean, Marcus Mariota's the same deal, right?
Yes.
Guy was as good as can be in college, it just didn't translate.
Well, guess what? And that will be for another day conversation, although I teased it yesterday. There is at least 8 former first-round quarterbacks. They're going to be on that open market, and most of them are going to be looking to be backups in the best situation, from Daniel Jones and probably Justin Fields and Jameis Winston. I don't know what happens on Aaron Rodgers. A lot of guys think, hey, Aaron Rodgers might be the most talented of all of them, if maybe. Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, my God. Seems like we're talking about a draft from just the other day, don't we? Like some of these guys. Anyway, we're going to go to break, because when we come back, we got a lot of things to get to with Mike Florio before we get to talking about Mahomes and the Philadelphia Eagles and those 2 great defenses that they have. We'll have all that stuff coming up in just a moment. But first, before we do, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. This weekend, if you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, all I'm asking is take one hour, if you haven't been to a Chevy dealership in a while, check out your South Florida Chevy dealers. They've got 14 locations throughout South Florida, so you've got one close to you. Stop in, check out the all-new Equinox. Wow, what an SUV. Unbelievable. You're going to love it. And the Traverse, same thing. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a midsize, but it is spacious and comfortable for seating, plus plenty of room for everyone's cargo. If you just want to go downsize from a Tahoe or Suburban, that Traverse is a home run. It's a lockdown. And with that new sexy-ass look I saw the other day, almost got it. But I stuck with that Tahoe, man. I'm just a Joe Tahoe for life. Check out the legendary trucks like Silverado, too, man. They make a perfect truck for your lifestyle. They've even got different powerful engines according to the power you need for work or play. Really doesn't matter. They got something for everybody. And it's almost like a Silverado truck. They've got one that's been custom made for your lifestyle. Hey, instead of me telling you about all these great-looking vehicles they have right now, go see your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend for outstanding offers that are going on. Take a test drive and fall in love and say hello to that new beautiful Tahoe.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Boy, we've got a lot of stuff going on here as we bring Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. You must, by the way, check in on Pro Football Talk at least five times a day to keep up with the craziness we're going through right now. Terry Rozier, unusual gambling pattern. Federal investigation. We got the massage therapist. They're back. And Justin Tucker. What else going on, Mike? Holy smokes.
It's really, really crazy. And I just posted something at PFT. You know, when the Justin Tucker stuff hit yesterday, and we need to say that he strongly, strenuously, and vehemently objects to and disagrees with the allegations, but the allegations are there and they're going to have to be dealt with. The internet started to pop up with old tweets where people were referring to this notion that he was banned from spas in Baltimore. And those tweets are like 4 years old. So that adds another layer of what the hell is going on here to this thing. And the league's going to have to investigate it. And I said earlier today on PFT Live, if Justin Tucker wants to do the smart thing from a lawyer standpoint, if he wants good legal advice, reach out to these six individuals, find out who they are, settle their claims, get a confidentiality agreement, which keeps them from talking to anyone, because then the league cannot get them to talk, can't subpoena them. The league doesn't have that power, and any investigation goes away. And I don't want to be overly cynical, but that's how lawyers make decisions to advise their clients if the objective is to not get suspended by the NFL. That's the easiest way to do it. It's not going to be cheap, but that's the easiest way to do it.
Mike, there are a lot of details at the end that I could have done without, even though I did read them, like getting into specific things that happened with some of these women. And I don't know, I guess they can check to see if a couple of those locations actually really told them, please don't come back here again.
Well, the league will have a challenge because they've tried to create their own in-house court system. And it's easy to make it work when you want to get evidence from people who currently are employed by the NFL or its teams. They have to cooperate. The league has to rely upon the willingness of others to cooperate. And, you know, these six individuals, if they're not willing to talk to the league, then it goes nowhere. And that's why I said if you can settle these claims and get a confidentiality agreement, then they get some form of justice. There's no sign that any of them have sued. The statutes of limitations might have run. But you could still file a lawsuit. You could still make a claim. You could still settle a claim, and we'll see where it goes. But the league has said they're going to look into it, and they need to. They did it with Deshaun Watson. They need to look into it with Justin Tucker. And the real question from a football standpoint is this. Most teams view their specialists as interchangeable parts. I know Tucker has been one of the great kickers of all time. He's not been as great lately. Mm-mm. Is something like that enough to get the Ravens to say, we can find a kicker anywhere? We want a kicker that doesn't have this extra baggage.
Yeah. Oh, listen, makes a lot of money, all those things to go along with this. So the other thing that we got to get into, you and I have talked about this a lot when the gambling started, and here we got a pretty darn good player, one of the highest paid players on this Heat team, Terry Rozier, unusual gambling pattern, and of course the team and others have said he hasn't been charged or accused of wrongdoing. All I know is he's popping up here on ESPN every 5 minutes in their news. How are you reading into this one? They must have something. What would open it up for the federal government to get involved?
Let me broaden the lens here, Joe, because the U.S. Supreme Court in May of 2018 opened the floodgates for any and all states other than Nevada, which already had legalized sports wagering, to adopt a program of sports betting. And we've seen most of the country do it. And it's gone on largely unregulated. Congress has done nothing. It's unclear when Congress is going to do anything. Until Congress does something, there's two ways to regulate the industry and the people who are involved in it. Civil litigation, lawsuits, class actions. There have been class action lawsuits filed. I think it's just a matter of time before we see a class action against an NFL team for hiding an injury to a player who didn't hit his prop bets, like Tyreek Hill with a broken wrist that wasn't disclosed for 9 weeks, and he hit his unders pretty much every week. That's an example of a way that you can hold these folks accountable for things that affect the interests of gamblers. Then you've got the potential for prosecution, and that's what's happening here. Grand juries, multiple federal districts from different states coming together, Jonte Porter, Terry Rozier, multiple college players. This is a broad sweeping investigation that is looking into this issue of corruption in basketball, college and pro. And although game fixing is mentioned, it seems to be one of the big focus points is the prop bet. And the prop bet is the easiest thing to rig. It's hard to rig the outcome of a game. But if you're an individual player and you just pull a hamstring or got the flu, right, and you leave the game early and you are under on your points, your rebounds, your assists, your whatever other number is out there people can bet on, that's the easiest way to rig it. And that's a separate conversation as to whether they should even have prop bets, but that's the easiest and simplest way for one person to do it. So there's enough there for someone to think it's worth exploring whether or not Terry Rozier did this and others. But I think this has got the potential to be a big deal. And the NFL better get its house in order before it happens to them, because it will.
Yeah, just a matter of time. I'm with you. So I'm going to get into the hot topic around NFL markets not in Kansas City all week, coming back after that great game between Buffalo and Kansas City. Chiefs get every call from the officials. They win another close game and got some help in the fourth quarter on a mark on a quarterback sneak by Allen, which came up short. What do you say to everybody that really feels this way, by the way, everywhere around the country?
Well, perception is reality, and the reality is the NFL has a perception problem. And the NFL can ignore it. The NFL can accept it, saying chaos is good. Who cares what they're saying as long as they're talking about us, although the gambling connection makes it problematic because you don't want it to get to the point where a prosecutor decides, I'm going to convene a grand jury to explore whether or not there's corruption at the heart of all of this. Now, I don't think it's rigged because I don't think the NFL is sufficiently competent to rig it. I think it would take too much effort. Too many people would know about it. Too many people would have to be bought off and or eliminated. And I'm kidding about one of those two. But that doesn't stop people from thinking it. See, that's the problem. The NFL has imperfect officiating techniques. They don't have full-time officials. There's no transparency in the replay review process like there is for the UFL. It allows people's mind to wander into these areas of it must be rigged, it must be fixed, it must be something that is nefarious and a conspiracy, instead of stuff happens. And here's why and how stuff happens. When your procedure for determining whether or not a player reached the line to gain is the same as it was since the league was founded at the Huffmobile dealership in Canton, Ohio, 105 years ago. Two sticks, 10 yards of chain, and two officials on opposite sides of the field, and one sees it one way, the other sees it another way, and for some reason, the one who saw the guy get the first down deferred to the one who saw the guy not get the first down as they do this mating dance toward the middle of the field. It's the damnedest thing. I was an official for 1 year at Pop Warner, and I learned that. One guy's got to say, I got the spot. You may have two different spots.
Yep.
One guy's got to say, I got the spot. And that first year I was doing it, I deferred to the guy who's been doing it longer. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I think I see something. I don't know. And that's what happened. That's why they need to fully embrace technology. They need to have optical tracking, digital mapping. We need to know where the ball is in relation to the line of gain. That's what it needs to be. And we'll see if they ever do it. The sooner they do it, the better. And if it would have been in place on Sunday, no one would have been in a position to say that anything was rigged in favor of the Chiefs.
Yeah, there's got to be a way. And I was thinking more in the way of technology of something. But I was curious, NFL Rules Competition Committee, what would you say would be their biggest job here to fix something this offseason?
Well, there's a lot of stuff they need to do. But the top two from my mind would be get this optical tracking technology in place. And you've got to use the old system as the fallback, but still get it in place and let's get it working. And secondly, they need to fully embrace the Sky Judge concept. The way replay review has worked, as augmented by replay assist, they keep adding little things to what can and can't be reviewed. Let's say everything can be reviewed. If there's clear and obvious evidence of a mistake made on the field, let's fix it. And let's make the person in the replay booth part of the officiating crew. That person is no different than the one who can walk up to the referee and consult with the referee because that guy saw something different from what the referee saw or the other one saw. And you've got the earpiece, the replay assistant, member of the officiating crew talking right to them. You need to have somebody officiating the game from the same perspective that we watch the game because the people down in the middle of the fray aren't seeing it the way we see it. We got to bridge that gap. And it can't be little bits and pieces. It's got to be full embrace, full transparency. That's what they need to do if they're serious about preventing the kind of scandal that seems inevitable if they don't button this up.
Yeah. By the way, if they can do it quickly, which we see things sometimes and you're like, why does this take 3 or 4 minutes? We can see it. We've already seen the angle. If they could do that, Mike, I'm with you to open up a lot more things than what they're doing right now. I totally agree with you.
Clock's ticking on them, and the sooner they get it done, the better off they'll be. And I really do believe, Joe, it's just a matter of time before the NFL has a major gambling scandal. They've been lucky so far. Baseball's kind of dealt with it. Basketball's dealt with it now twice. It's just a matter of time before it hits the NFL.
Yeah. Hey, there's the Cincinnati situation. Ja'Marr Chase just bet on himself, and boy, did he hit a home run. I mean, he got the hat trick. Most yards, most touchdowns by receiver, most receptions. He's got to be 38, 39, 40 million a year, and he's playing for the cheapest team in football. What's going to happen there?
Joe, he might be $50 million a year. We went through an exercise on PFT Live yesterday where I gave Chris Sims two names, and I asked him, which guy would you rather have, Ja'Marr Chase or Jalen Hurts, Ja'Marr Chase or Trevor Lawrence, Ja'Marr Chase or Tua Tagovailoa? Who would you rather have? And the point was, this guy maybe is a $50 million a year guy. Now, the Bengals are never going to give it to him, and he'd have to make it through at least three more years, one season at a time, to get a chance to hit the open market. But this is one of the problems of the CBA, and this is why, and I know we're wired as fans to get mad when players want more, want to trade, hold out, because it disrupts the overall team and it undermines the chances of the team to be successful this year. But there are levers in the CBA that let the team squat on a guy and prevent him from getting to the open market and getting what he deserves. And that's what Burrow said. We got guys who deserve to be paid what they should get. Chase is never going to get that unless he goes 1 year at a time under the franchise tag, finishes this fifth year of his rookie contract before doing that. And look at it this way, Joe. If I'm negotiating a contract for Ja'Marr Chase right now, after we reach a deal on what he's going to get paid going forward, I'm going to say, hey, all right, what are you going to pay on top of the $4.8 million he made last year for the Triple Crown he delivered?
Yeah.
What's that worth to you?
Yeah, no. Nope.
Because they were smart to drag their feet. What they did was they dragged their feet through the fourth year of his rookie deal, and they got him last year for 4.8, and that's never being taken away. And so whenever they do pay him market value, yeah, they may have to pay him more than they would have paid last year. But this year, you don't have $4.8 million being replaced with the new salary. You've got $21.8 million that's going to be replaced with the new salary. So they pocketed a ton of cash by dragging their feet through his fourth season.
Hey, so I leave you with this one. Pete Carroll, I was a little surprised, by the way. Pete Carroll ended up getting a job with the Raiders. I don't know what the relationship is. Is there any chance to you that Russell Wilson says, hey, let's try this again? Or do you think if he gets a chance, he stays with Pittsburgh?
Things fell apart toward the end in Seattle. Russell Wilson viewed himself as a guy who could be a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen figure. That's where Let Russ Cook came from. And after a couple of years of frustration and back and forth, that's when they traded him. There was a report from The Athletic a couple of years ago that on his way out the door before he was traded, Wilson tried to get Pete Carroll fired. Now, if that's even remotely true, that would tend to suggest that a reunion would not be in order. And the other side of this, too, even if Pete Carroll decides, hey, we can spin the clock back, and Russ hasn't really lost much of his physical abilities, despite what the film of his performances in recent years might show. I want him. Well, it's not like Seattle, where Pete was in charge. Tommy's in charge in Las Vegas. And even if Pete is all in with Russ, if Tommy doesn't want Russ, Russ isn't going to be playing for the Raiders. And it became abundantly clear this week, if it wasn't already, minority owner Tom Brady is going to be majority voice in the organization, specifically brought in by Mark Davis to provide the stability to the franchise that John Gruden previously provided. And if I'm Pete Carroll, I'm like, well, what the hell am I? Gruden was the coach. I'm the coach. Why does somebody else have to provide stability? I'm stable. So it just creates an awkward situation. And to my point, if Tom doesn't want Russell Wilson, it does not matter what Pete Carroll wants.
Boy, I'll tell you what, watching that press conference with Pete Carroll and his general manager and the way they were talking about Tom Brady, there is no question. We can learn a lot from all the winning he's done and everything. You're right. It's been made clear to everybody in that organization Tom Brady's going to have a lot of say-so, especially at that quarterback position. What about this one? I don't know. I know Aaron Rodgers played in some celebrity events with Tom Brady. You think any shot you could see him playing for the Raiders? Aaron Rodgers?
I think if Aaron Rodgers is going to continue his career elsewhere. And the first question is, do the Jets want him? I don't think they do. I think that the Jets and Rodgers are playing a game of chess as to who's going to make the first move to end this thing. And Rodgers would like the Jets to end it, and I think the Jets would like it at least to be mutual. But then the question becomes, where does he go? When you consider that he's had a great career at Green Bay that's been undermined by two disappointing seasons with the Jets, do you want to go to a place where you're going to be likely to win, or do you want to go to a place where it's going to be an uphill climb? And it's going to be an uphill climb with the Raiders.
Yes.
You're jumping into a division with three playoff teams. Other than Max Crosby and Brock Bowers, who are incredibly great foundational pieces, what's really there to help the Raiders turn it around and compete with the Chargers, the Broncos, and most importantly of all, the Chiefs? That's why I think that Rodgers isn't going to be attracted to that potential destination. I would say the Steelers are more attractive to Rodgers than the Raiders, because the Steelers are at least a playoff team, and he has a chance of walking off into the sunset, not with a Super Bowl win, but with something better than what the past two seasons have been. And it's all in how you define your objectives. And, you know, he said on his way out the door for the 2024 season, it's been the best 2 years of my life. It's like, really? There must be some stuff that happened away from the practice facility that we don't know about. He found his soulmate. He found a great dog. He won the lottery, because the football side of it was caca. So I don't know how he's defining success and failure at this stage of his life, but if he's going to keep playing, I think he's going to want to play for a successful team.
Mike, thank you. Really appreciate it. So much to talk about, and a lot more next week at the Super Bowl. Have a great week.
Thanks, Joe. See you, buddy.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. We got to go to break. Always great stuff. Boy, this gambling stuff. Mike putting up the red alert. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, it is weather time, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from Your Accident Attorneys. .com free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 75 degrees and it is sunny, looking like another nice day out there. Joe, should I get people up to date on everything we're doing here?
No, you need to do that, of course.
So first off, we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen. I will tell you, I believe those tickets go on sale today, and people are like going nuts over those tickets.
Of course, I was asked if I could.
If you could get. Free or pay?
Well, of course, everybody wants free. Everybody in my life wants free.
Well, they're very expensive. This is a really good contest here. So anyway, special guest Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, Gavin Adcock. We're gonna miss Gavin Adcock.
You're next week. You're really gonna miss that bastard.
I am. Anyway, the show's in July. To enter, text the word July to 20357. That's July to 20357. For more information, you can go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. And then we have this other thing going on, Joe. The slam dunk in Vegas. This one's a good one.
That's the best.
Yeah. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, or register for an account and listen to WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The slam dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. Just listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates will be March 17th to the 22nd. This is a national contest.
Wow, what a great deal. Wonder who's going to win. Hopefully it'll be somebody here in South Florida gets that bad boy.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice, man. Always appreciate everybody listening here on a Friday. What a week it's been. And, hey, next week we can stop talking about it. What do you think? Give me some odds on the Jimmy Butler thing here before we get to next week. Hell, it could happen this weekend.
100%? It gets done?
Yeah. Unless you're Timmy Hardaway, he thinks that Bam and Tyler can go talk to Jimmy and say, Jimmy, we need you to be the number one man, and we need you.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen because they're on the road now, so I don't.
First of all,
even if they've tried already,
they're over his stuff anyway. They're done with it, man.
The Heat will have to take whatever they can take, however they make the money work.
I got to tell you,
and that's that.
I've always respected Pat Riley. Not that he cares if I respect him or not, but for what he's done with this organization, along with Mickey and Nick and all the other characters that are over there that make this thing. Andy, of course, big part in what he's been able to do through the years. And of course, our head coach, Spo. But I tell you, I'm 100% with him when this guy started all that stuff, man. And I told you my biggest pet peeve, you quit. I know I talk about being late, but whatever. But there's nothing worse than quitting on your team. I got to look out for my money over you guys. You know what? You can stay. You can make it clear to the organization you want out and you're not going to be here. But I'm going to play hard while I'm here because you're paying me almost $50 million a year. I don't care where you are. That's a lot of money, and that should be screaming, you need to stay here and play hard. And you don't have to like it. There's things you don't have to like, but there ought to be some kind of pride. You want to play like you're still one of the best players in basketball. And he checked out, man. He checked out. And I got to tell you something, Woody, you asked me this the last 2 days. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He didn't care about the other teams. And he doesn't care about these guys. And I flipped around on this. I think it's going to happen, but it shouldn't. His ass should never be up next to the rest of those guys. Never have his name and number up.
What a turn. Last segment on a Friday, my goodness.
Yeah. Because I know how it works.
I can't believe that a guy.
Hey, man, forgive and forget. And
Joe, I can't believe a guy put that much effort into his craft and just not care. I think he's handling this really poorly.
So that tells you all you need to know about this guy.
But, like, I don't believe that he doesn't care. You don't get that good without caring.
Does it look like he cares about one thing
He's acting like a complete pig.
So all the good work he did. Now, he's probably going to get in because, you know, after years, the organization will take the high road and say, Jimmy, come back if you can be on time and catch a plane and you know, stay at our hotel. We'll put you up unless you need to go, you know, somewhere else. But he'll make plenty of money. But they'll probably give in. They're listening right now. Mickey, you'll probably give in. You will. Yeah, hey, well, let's let Jimmy come back. He wasn't that bad a guy. But what he did and what he's done to, you know, now they're having conversations. Well, is this going to hurt other top free agents? Why? You get your money, you come in, you play. I don't think a lot of teams would have given him this money. He misses too many basketball games. And you quit on your teammates, man. You can say whatever you want. You quit on those other guys. And I think if you were to tell the truth, you're a little petty about Bam. You're a little petty about Tyler. Just my take. That they've kind of taken the lead. What'd you want them to do? Not take the lead while you're sitting here whining about not getting your extension? That's what this is about. By the way, in the big picture, he wanted his money, and he didn't want to wait to show you. He just wanted it. And something changed between it's just a little bit more money and all that stuff he said, and he didn't keep his word. His word's nothing. Somebody got in him, said, you got to fight your way out. If you're going to get paid, you got to turn into a turd. And he did. He turded it. And he can have fun with his credit card. Didn't have any money in his account. That's funny. Real funny. Amount of money you've made. But the same patterns happen everywhere he's been. It has. It's been the coach. It's been the players he plays with don't care enough. Now your ass doesn't care enough. Those guys, man, they were as loyal to you as they could be. Spo was as loyal as he could be, and you friggin' quit. And by the way, if you and your agent and all those Dubois are with you, you think that you guys all sitting around and you got screwed. You did this, man. You did all this stuff. All this stuff you did to yourself. And, man, once again, you don't care. You don't care anything about this organ. You care about Jimmy. That's all you care about. Paying you almost $50 million with another $52 next year. No sympathy here, man. None. Not one bit. Hey! Better yet, though, we got a lot of good stuff coming up this week, man. A lot of big stuff besides the fact your ass is going to be gone, Jimmy. That's the best news. But also, we got a couple of hockey games going on in Sunrise, Amaranth Bank Arena. And, I'll tell you what, Coach, how good's Paul Maurice? If you missed it, we'll have it up for you. You've got to, can't come on all the time, but when we get him, he is fantastic. You get the straight stuff. Even on the trade, he had some great stuff about his team and his leadership of the team. Starting with Barkov, too, man. And his guys taking less money to fit in slots behind guys that they thought were better. Just good stuff, man. Really, really good stuff. That sport is not going through. They've had their own stuff, right, and getting their popularity here in this country and certain markets and stuff. And Paul Maurice has been a big part of this thing turning around and getting big crowds now at hockey games. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Mike Florio brought up some stuff. If you're just joining us, you're going to want to hear what he was on fire today, man, about the gambling. And everything else that's going on. So he had some really, really good stuff. And, of course, once again, we have the massage therapist story. And this time it's not Deshaun Watson. It has been one of the best kickers we have in the game. But so anyway, man, it'll be a fun week coming up. When we come back here, it'll be Super Bowl week.
Rough news yesterday with those two, man, Terry and Justin Tucker.
When you called me, I thought it was about Justin Tucker, and I was like, yeah, I'm just reading about this stuff. And by the way, they had play-by-play of stuff in there.
Yeah, he's pretty gross. What a mutant.
Like, lady made that up. Like, the girl just made that up about him. Six of them.
I mean, obviously you don't want to say he's guilty, but...
No, we've been laughing about that. Like, it's these six women.
It just seems like a lot to make up.
What, six women got together? I don't know. Remember, Deshaun said 70 women got together?
Yeah, I mean,
came up with the same damn story.
He's got nothing on Deshaun. Deshaun's in a class all of his own.
Not really. The league,
he's only got 10%.
The league will... The league will...
What's wrong with these guys,
I don't know, man.
Jeez.
I'll never go again. I'll never be butt naked if I do. I'll have my undies on.
I thought that was standard operating procedure at those places.
I didn't know either.
You just go bare ass?
They don't come in. I mean, they're not waiting while I drop my trowel, but they're out, and then they say, you can undress and put the towel around you, or lie down and have a towel over you.
I have to address this next week, but I don't know that that's standard operating procedure.
We'll have to find out from all the men and women out there.
People are doing that.
It dropped.
I don't think that's
right. I mean, now we're going to find out. I've been banned from those.
Yeah,
places.
You're banned from all of them now.
No, I can't go. All right. Hey, man, that's going to do it for our show. Have a great weekend, everybody.